Lou?
Hey, it's me. I know you can't stand to be in the same room as me, so I just thought I'd try and apologize over the phone. Oh.
Lou?
Look, I never should have kissed your girlfriend, and I'm...
Stop calling!
Hey, hey, hey! This is 92.3 WXRK Tampa with our $1,000 daily challenge.
All right.
What is the name of your roommate who is very, very sorry and would do anything?
No one told you that was gonna be this way.
Ugh, giving thanks. Ugh.
Look, everyone, it's the spirit of Thanksgiving. So things with you and Joey any better?
They couldn't be worse. I spent 8 hours calling him last night just trying to get him to talk to me.
Oh, wow. 8 hours. So you could probably really use one of those plug-in telephone headsets, huh?
Should we all expect Christmas gifts that can be stolen from your office?
You shouldn't. Speaking of Christmas, since Monica and I are starting a new business and have, like, no money, this year maybe we could do Secret Santa, and then we each only buy one gift. And there's the added mystery of, you know, who gets who.
Who gets whom? I don't know why I do that.
Oh, I'm gonna take a nap. Jerky makes me sleepy.
We haven't eaten yet.
I know, but all that work you're doing to get it ready and I...
Hey, by any chance, either of you pick Rachel for your Secret Santa? Because I want to trade for her.
I picked her. Oh, thank God you want her. Ooh.
Wow, why do you want to get rid of her so badly?
Because she exchanges every gift she ever gets. It's like impossible to get her something she likes. Come on, let's trade!
Well, that's not true. That's not true. I got her that backpack and she loved it. I remember how much she was crying the day that big dog ran off with... Well, there was no big dog. All right, this sucks, because I already got her this briefcase, and I had RG put on it. Her initials.
Maybe you can give it to somebody else. Oh, like Ross Keller.
Oh, you know what, though? It's kind of a girly briefcase.
Who cares? He works in a museum.
Hey, what time is it? The big game's about to start.
You don't have to do that. Ross and Joey aren't here. You can watch the parade if you want.
Thanks.
What's wrong with this freezer?
Ow! Ow!
God, what happened?
Oh, my God, ice just got in my eye. People are trying to sleep in here.
Monica got ice in her eye, and it hurts.
Open it up. Let me see.
Oh, you know, I can. It really kills.
Well, maybe you should put some ice on it.
Oh, it looks bad.
Honey, maybe we should take it to a doctor. No, my eye doctor is Richard. I can't go to him when I don't have a boyfriend.
He's really picky about his patients.
Okay, you've got to go. What's his office number?
Like, I remember his office number. Speed dial 7.
Hi. Yeah, I'm calling on behalf of Monica Geller's eye. And is Richard Burke in today? He's out of town, but does she want to see the on-call doctor?
Yes!
Yes! She's very excited about that. So cool. So Monica gets back. It's like on Head Chef. And I get to make all the decisions.
Hey, I thought she told you to follow the recipe exactly.
Okay, get out of my kitchen.
All right. Okay, I think I'm making some progress with Joey. When I went into the apartment, he went straight into his bedroom, but he only slammed the door once. I mean, yeah, he gave me the finger while doing it.
All right, I gotta call my mom and ask her left-handed cooking question.
So listen, I picked Monica for Secret Santa, but I'm already getting her something for Hanukkah. I was wondering if you want to switch.
Oh, you know what? I was trying to trade for, well, you.
Really? Wow, that's so nice. Well, what are you going to get me?
I don't know, RG. I was thinking something girly for your office.
Yeah, well, maybe Phoebe will switch with me.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that. Then you're going to get stuck with Rachel, and she exchanges every gift she ever gets.
Oh, that's not true. I got her lots of stuff she never took back.
Like?
Like that gold necklace I got her last year.
And when was the last time you saw her wear it?
Well, she wore it all Christmas Day, and then,
Big dog.
Hey.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Sending back all this stuff that Chandler bought out of guilt.
Everything? Even the TV?
No, I'm going to put that in my room.
Listen, Joey, I know what he did was wrong, but don't you think you could at least hear the guy out?
Back when you and Rachel were together, if Chandler had kissed her, would you hear him out?
That's a good point. So, how long are you to punish him?
5 years.
You've sentenced him?
Hey, don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Joey, the guy's your best friend.
Well, was my best friend. Anyway, I don't know why you're pushing for him so hard. With him out of the way as my best friend, there's a spot open.
Who, me? Wow, I'm honored. You know what I'm going to do as my first act as your best friend? I'm going to get you to talk to Chandler.
All right. Oh, but if you weren't my best friend...
Oh, my God, is it really that bad?
I walk in a room and he won't even talk to me. He just mumbles something in Italian. And I know he only knows the bad words.
Hey, Gunther, have you seen Chandler?
I thought you were Chandler. But, one of you's over there.
Oh.
Hey, Joe.
Vaffanapoli, huh?
I'll be right with you. Thanks for coming.
Oh, my God. How cute is the on-call doctor?
Oh, so cute that I'm thinking about jamming this pen in my eye.
Dr. Burke will see you now. Oh, no, not Dr. Burke. Dr. Burke's out of town. The on-call doctor will see me now. Dr. Richard Burke is out of town. Dr. Timothy Burke, his son, will see you now.
Ready?
Hey, I'm sorry. That... Where are you going?
My folks.
Oh, when you coming back?
I don't know. Might stay there for a few days while I look for an apartment.
What?
Yeah, you know, at first I thought we could talk about this, you know, work it out, but seeing you two together, I don't...
Hey, look, what do you want me to say? Do you want me to say that I'll stop seeing her?
Yeah. It's not about her, okay? But seeing you two together just reminds me of what you did. And I don't want to live with someone who doesn't know what it is to be a friend. So, I'll see.
Hey, look, I know what it is to be a friend. I screwed up.
Yeah, you did. And that's why I'm leaving.
All right, look, if you're not going to stay for me, then at least stay for them. Okay, they have had a very difficult year. What with the robbery and all?
Well, that guy was robbing us when I was locked in the entertainment unit for like 6 hours. Do you know what I was doing in there all that time? I was thinking about how I let you down.
Wow.
Yeah. But if I didn't know what kind of friend you were going to turn out to be, I wouldn't have worried about it so much. See you around.
All right, wait. Come on. Wait 1 second. There has to be something that I can do. Something. If we still had that entertainment unit, I would get in there for 6 hours and think about how I let you down. What?
We got a box.
I remember the last time I saw you. It was the morning I left for college. And you were just standing outside the Dairy Queen.
Just probably waiting for it to open.
Gotta tell you, you look great now.
You look great, too.
And you're an excellent patient.
So how does it look?
Well, you've got a little scratch on your cornea. You're going to have to wear a patch for a couple of days.
Like a pirate?
That helps you.
So how long have you been working with your dad?
Come on, one of us had to mention him.
I moved back here a couple months ago.
Big family dinner tonight? No way.
I was going to have Thanksgiving at my girlfriend's.
Oh.
But we broke up.
Oh?
She wasn't ready for a serious commitment.
Oh. So you made her walk the plank, guy, matey.
You're not wearing the patch yet.
I know.
He's coming here for Thanksgiving?
I know, it's sick.
Why is it sick?
Because it's Richard's son. It's like inviting a Greek tragedy over for dinner.
Like, come on, Phoebe, you understand, don't you?
Yeah, I could see where I'd be your best shot, but no. Sorry, honey, I think it's twisted.
Yeah, what's twisted?
Me going out with Richard's son.
Ew. Sounds like a really bad idea to me.
Is he okay there?
He's fine.
Hey, you know, Mon, if things work out between you and Richard's son, you'll be able to tell your kids that you slept with their grandfather.
Fine, judge all you want to, but married a lesbian, left a man at the altar, fell in love with a gay ice dancer, threw a girl's wooden leg in the fire, live in a box!
So now, what exactly is the point of the box?
Chandler? The meaning of the box is threefold. One, it gives me the time to think about what I did. Two, it proves how much I care about my friendship with Joey. And three, it hurts.
Oh, hey. Hey, do you remember that necklace I gave you last year? Can I see it?
Why?
I just want to check something.
Okay.
Now we'll see.
Air hole! Air hole!
Here it is. I love it. I wear it all the time.
The necklace I got you was gold. This is silver.
Huh. Well, maybe it changed.
Oh, my God. You actually exchanged it.
Well, isn't it better that I exchange it for something that I enjoy and that I can get a lot of use out of?
What did you get?
Credit. I'll get it. Hi, Tim.
Hi.
Thank you. My friends. This is, Phoebe.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
And Joey.
Hey, Joey.
My brother, Ross.
Hey.
And Rachel.
Hi.
That's Chandler.
How do you do?
What's...
He's doing some thinking.
Got it. There it is.
Yeah! What happened?
You kissed my girlfriend.
I like the sunglasses.
Like them, or I'd like to get store credit for that amount, like them.
Papa Napoli. All right, everybody, this turkey is ready.
Where can I wash up?
Here. Let me show you. Okay, the towels are hanging next to the sink, and you can use the fancy soap.
Thank you.
Fancy soap? I thought we were saving that for the Pope. He's nice, right?
Yeah, but Monica, do you really want to be in a relationship where you can actually use the phrase, that's not how your dad used to do it?
Wow, everything looks great. Where should I sit?
Save you a seat. Tick, 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 tick. Oh, all good.
Gotcha!
That doesn't sound like thinking to me.
Sorry.
You know, I don't think you should be talking at all in there. I think you got too much thinking to do to be talking and making jokes.
Okay, you got it.
Ross, could you pass me the yams?
Sure. Oh, and Joey's got the mashed potatoes if you want to exchange them.
Will you stop? What is the matter with you? We've got company.
There's nothing the matter with me. See, I'm not completely devoid of sentiment. See, I have feelings.
Okay, fine.
You can't tell, but I'm trying to break the tension by mooning you guys.
All right, look. If this is just a big joke to you, then forget about it, right? This means something to me. And if it doesn't mean anything to you, then you should get out of there. Otherwise, you're just an idiot in a box.
You're right. I'm sorry. This means a lot to me. I want you to be my friend again. I swear I won't say another word tonight.
So you're going to start taking this thing seriously?
Absolutely.
That sounds like another word to me. Are you going to take this seriously? Okay.
Don't say that I have no sentiment. This is a movie stub from our first date. This is an eggshell from the first time you made me breakfast in bed. This is from the museum, the first time we were together. Okay, maybe I exchange gifts sometimes, but I keep the things that matter.
I don't know what to say, I'm sorry. Though, you're not supposed to take these. It's like a million years old. We have people looking for that.
Oh, this always happens.
Yeah, let me,
Thank you.
You have very beautiful eye.
You know, my friends all think this is weird.
You know, I thought it was going to be weird. I mean, I almost called it to cancel, but it really isn't.
I know. I mean, like, me and your dad, that's a totally separate thing.
Oh, totally agree.
I mean, we're just two people who find each other very attractive. Right?
What?
Nothing.
Oh, really? Was that not okay?
No. That was good. That was a good kiss.
Oh my God! It didn't remind you of
Oh, don't say it.
No, but it did, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh man.
I know.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey. Listen, I want you to know how sorry
it's
I am.
It's okay. Chandler's when I'm mad at.
Well, I'm still sorry. Is he here?
In the box.
Chandler? Oh, he can't talk right now. Why not? What's going on? Well, he's trying to show Joey how much he means to him. By being in a box. Joey had reasons. They were threefold. Oh. Well, you not being able to talk might actually make this easier. Listen, Listen. I don't want to be someone who comes between two best friends. I can't stand seeing what this is doing to you guys. And I don't want to be the cause of that. So, I don't think we can see each other anymore. I'm going to go to my mom's in Chicago. I'm going to stay there for a while. I think this could have been something really amazing.
But, you know, this is probably for the best. You know? I'm gonna miss you. Goodbye, Chandler.
Open the box.
What?
He can still catch, okay? Come on, get out of there. Get out of there.
So?
Yeah, we're going to be fine. Get out.
Yeah?
Yeah, you did some real good thinking in there.
Man, this is...
Now go, because you can still catch her. And Merry Christmas from your Secret Santa. All right, who got Chandler? Because I need to trade.
Oh, he sees her. Oh, he's catching up to her. Oh, she sees him. Oh, they're hugging.
He's taking her purse.
That's not them. I'm going to go call the police.
Get a room.